This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Stevie B.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough Radio. Talking about the dilemmas of life that no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
3 months ago, the president promised to pull us out. You here today are that hope and change for America. 3 days later, Mr.
McCullough.
Hey, thank you so much. Thank you for being here. It is Saturday night, live from New York. We're always glad to have you with us. Kevin McCullough is my name. Stephen Baldwin is back on U.S. soil, but he is, to my knowledge, he is not with us just yet. We are hoping that he will be here, although he has an appointment with Denzel Washington tonight. I don't know what that does. I'll ask him about it when he checks in. But anyway, welcome. It's a very interesting weekend. Last week on this broadcast, we were the first, I think, nationally syndicated talk radio broadcast to really do any analysis or begin the conversation about the trade for Sergeant Bergdahl and the five Talibani terrorists that are the five most dangerous detainees that we had in Gitmo. We also talked a little bit about the administration's desire to put handcuffs on our immigration officials last week. And I thought that maybe one of those stories would turn into something big. I had no idea that the trade for Mr. Bergdahl would turn into what it turned into this week. And the longer that we went through the week, the more troublesome it truly became to me in every sense. And it was just revelation after revelation, story after story of what I can't. It's just hard to describe what we've experienced in this last week in any other way except just unbelievable. I mean, From the NBC report last night, where you know they've got the free Taliban commanders, the five terrorists that we let go, that are now telling NBC that they're going to go fight and kill Americans again. I mean, surely we thought that might happen, right? Surely someone in the White House said, this is a distinct possibility. Oh, wait a second. They did think it through because the president said so on Tuesday. When he was asked, do you think these guys will come back and fight Americans again? Well, you know, there's no guarantee that they won't. Yes, but do you think they will? Well, it's very probable. Then we started finding out things about Mr. Bergdahl this last week that just one by one just ripped the stomach in knots. Things like he actually vowed jihad while in captivity against America. He declared himself a mujahideen. They let him run around with an AK-47 taking target practice. Last night on the Megyn Kelly broadcast, there were six of his former troop mates that were in his unit. And all six of them said that he should be brought home and tried and court-martialed. And they did that, by the way, at risk of their own position with the U.S. military. They do that at risk of losing their pension and other things, but they felt so strongly about what this really ends up looking like, really meaning. But I think all of the things that we learned about Bergdahl this last week, and it was like a waterfall of revelations each day. It was just like new stuff. How could, and I made a prediction this last week. I think that the Taliban Five will probably be out of Qatar within about 3 weeks. I think they'll just be up and gone.
And it you know, nobody will really have anything to say about it because we took them out of the one place on the entire globe that we knew they wouldn't get away from. Okay, so Kev, you're a little twisted up about this. Yeah, I am. But the, of all the things that we learned, here's the one that got me the hardest, and I don't really know how to deal with this one, because late in the day on Thursday, you had the revelations continue to come out that, you know, there were things that we knew or didn't know about the trade before we got them. And one of the things that the president told select members of Congress about the Bergdahl situation. And Owen, come in on a one shot. I'm tired of looking at the screen on the side of there. I just there we go. Now I feel like we can have a conversation. Here's the thing that I'm puzzled by. He calls members of Congress, or they call the White House. I don't know if the president was even in the meeting, but the White House, the official White House staff, calls Congress to the White House. Behind closed doors, the administration says that the reason that they couldn't follow the law requiring 30 days notice, the reason that they couldn't follow the law requiring 30 days notice of Congress about Bergdahl's trade for five Talibani prisoners. And again, the law says that we have to notify Congress 30 days in advance if you're going to let people out of Gitmo. Now, remember who's in Gitmo. These are animals. These are the worst of the worst of the worst. If they haven't been let go by now, they don't deserve to be let go. I mean, these are really bad, 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 bad guys. And we let go the five worst. They were all officers, very high-ranking people within the Al-Qaeda/Taliban regime. They were very, very important dudes. So they're all out. They're let go. And people in Congress are going, why did you do that? You didn't even notify us, and you're supposed to notify us 30 days in advance. And the White House begins to feel like, hey, this is getting a little out of hand. We're going to have to call somebody in. We're going to have to like come up with a, you know, an explanation for this. So they have them in. And this is the story. This is what they put on the select members of Congress that got to hear this meeting. And this was confirmed by multiple members of the meeting that came out after the closed door session. The White House said that they had to keep it quiet, meaning that they could not follow the American law to notify Congress 30 days in advance, because if they told anybody about it, the Taliban had said they would kill Bergdahl. Now, I'm curious, what does it mean when you make a threat that if somebody doesn't do something, you're going to do something? Let's say, for instance, I don't know, a congressman, let's call him Anthony, decides to show his wiener on Twitter to people. And the women that he shows his wiener to, they say, you know, if you don't pay me money, I'm going to go public with my story about what you showed me on Twitter. Now, see, that actually happened. So we have a good example. What do you call that? What do you call that when you make a threat and you hold something over somebody and say, if you don't do what I want you to do, you're gonna be forced to, you know, there'll be recompense upon you. I think that's called blackmail. I mean, of all the years of watching detective TV dramas, I think that's what they call that. A threat that's enforceable if you don't take the action that the person wants. So let's rewind the tape and go back to the White House. So you've got all these senators and congressmen that are upset that they weren't notified, mostly from the security committees. The very least they could have done is tell the security committees. Dianne Feinstein's the chairperson of it in the Senate, a Democratic senator from California. And she's like, the president broke the law. He's supposed to tell me. That's his own person there. So we rewind the tape. The White House says to the congressional people, and this is what they all said when they came out, that we couldn't tell you, because if we told you, they threaten to kill our POW. Did we get blackmailed? Did our executive branch get blackmailed on the Bergdahl story? Do you believe that they got blackmailed? Do you accept the story that they gave Congress? And if you don't, then that's a whole different conversation as well. If you can't believe that they were blackmailed, then they were lying to the congressional members that were there. But which is it? Were they lying or were they blackmailed? 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373, and give me some reasons as to why you think they may have been blackmailed or they may have been lying. But tell me what you think was the actual story with what the White House told the Senate and the Congress over why they weren't notified about Sergeant Bergdahl. Coming right back.
Hi, I'm eHarmony.com founder Dr. Neil Clark Warren. From the very beginning, eHarmony has helped Christians find their perfect soulmate. And I'm so proud to share with you that 565,000 marriages have started on eHarmony.com. Most of those marriages are between two dedicated Christian persons. After years away, I'm back as CEO of eHarmony.com. And I am deeply committed to the importance of maintaining a strong allegiance to everything Christian marriage stands for. Who you marry will have more impact on your happiness than almost any other decision you make. We promise to do everything in our power to help you succeed. Make sure you trust this sacred task to a company that accounts for 438 married members every day. Go to eHarmony.com. And get started today for free.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Kevin McCullough in New York. Tonight is our first night that the Baldwin McCullough broadcast on television is exclusively found on Biz TV. So if you're in New York, that's Channel 46. If you're in Houston, that's Channel 22. There's a ton of places where we are that if you're wanting to watch the show as well as listen to it, you can. But again, in New York City, Channel 46. It's coming soon in Los Angeles. We've got a station that's going in there. And if you're in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, Channel 55 is where you can find us. I'll give out more of those channel numbers as we go through the night. But we're really thankful for our partnership with Biz TV, stepping up and making the commitment to be the exclusive television outlet for Baldwin McCullough going forward. And we're grateful for that partnership. Scott Miller and Ed Frazier and everybody else over at Biz TV that made that happen. We're grateful. And we welcome it. Here's what I want to know tonight, friends, and it's a really simple conversation. 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. This week, the president said to Congress, the White House said to Congress, that the reason that they didn't notify Congress with the 30 days notice, the reason that they gave for saying this was basically arguing that the Taliban had blackmailed them into making the decision. What they said was, if you tell anybody about this potential deal, we're going to kill your guy. Now, as the week went by, the more I found out about Mr. Bergdahl, the less I cared if they killed him or not. He declared war on us. He called himself a mujahideen in custody. He took target practice with him. They let him carry a gun. I didn't see where the big loss was, to be candid with you, if we let this guy die in the arms of his new love. He left his troops looking for the Taliban. And what we found out this week also was that the time that he finally left was the third time that he left. And what we didn't make a big enough deal about, in my opinion, in the United States, was the names of some other guys that we should know even better than Bergdahl's. And these are guys that we should never forget the names or faces of. Staff Sergeant Clayton Bowen, Private First Class Morris Walker, Staff Sergeant Kurt Curtis, Second Lieutenant Darren Andrews, Staff Sergeant Michael Murphy, Private First Class Matthew Martinek. Why do we need to know those names? Because those are six men who died in pursuit of Bergdahl, looking for Bergdahl. Two of them were from his unit. Four of the others were not. But those six men died looking for him. The more we went through the week, the more I just really could care less if he had lived or died in the Taliban captivity that he was supposedly in, because it seemed like that was what he sought out. Now, maybe that makes me really, really super uncaring and very harsh. I don't really care. So here's what I want to know. The White House, and I don't know if it was their press department or if it was the president or who it was, but somebody in the White House came up with this idea that we're going to tell Congress that the Taliban said they were going to kill Bergdahl if we told anybody about it. Now, number one, if you're only going to confidential security committees to tell them, I don't understand how the Taliban would even find out about that. But that's what the White House told the elected leaders of We the People in their chambers. That's what they said, that this guy would get killed. So that presents a problem. It presents a problem on two different levels. You have two choices to pick from here. We were blackmailed or we were lied to. If our executive branch was able to be blackmailed, would that be a bigger problem than the president or the administration being able to lie to the American people? Is it a bigger problem for the chief executive to be blackmailed than it is for the chief executive to lie? See, I think on the moral continuum, I'm puzzled at which one would do the most damage to us. It's almost like I expect the president to lie because so many things that he says turn out not to be true. But which one do you think would do more damage? If it was blackmail and the Taliban said, we're going to kill him. We're going to kill him if you do not mind your P's and Q's. We're going to kill him. Or he lied to Congress. Which one did the most harm? Which one would do the most harm to the American people? Now, why is that important? Well, because we're his boss. We hire him. I'm of the opinion that we need to change that, and not at the next election. I think in the election this year, we need to begin impeachment proceedings immediately. And I've been very slow to say that. I have heard so many people say that, and I have put them off, and I have put them aside, and I have said, all the rest. But here's the issue. If he lied, if he was blackmailed, whichever way it went, it did harm. Which would do the most harm and why? Which do you think we actually got? It's such a fantastic story that the Taliban would try to blackmail the executive branch of the American government. That is such a... Well, it's just an unbelievably off-the-wall story. That if that was actually the case, it actually kind of is so unbelievable, it kind of makes sense. Because I kind of expect that the White House didn't expect all of the pushback that they got this week, and that out of the anger and the vehemence that the American people spoke out with, they felt desperate and they had to come up with something, and they were scratching their head. What are we going to say? How can we justify this? And so they come up with the Taliban was going to blackmail us. Maybe not thinking it all the way through, because again, if that's what happened, then isn't that a significant problem? 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Kevin McCullough wanting to talk with you about your feelings and thoughts on this. 888-340-3373. Okay, let's go to line one. Gino's in the Bronx on our flagship AM 970, The Answer. Hi, Gino.
It was never extortion. They had 5 years to get this mongoloid back. The whole thing is a bait and switch. It took the VA scandal off the books, off the radar screen, and now they thought they were going to get this guy back and then come up with a cock and bull story about, well, his health was deteriorating or he was going to get killed.
Yeah, but the health story ran out about 24 hours into the development. They dropped that early because nobody believed it.
What do they do? They bring out the same liar that 18, 19 months ago lied about Benghazi with a straight face,
yep,
saying that it was an internet video that caused the riots on 9/11, the anniversary of 9/11, and she came out last Sunday with the same cock and bull story, only a different variation. And forget about impeachment, because the gutless weasels, the ferrets in the Republican Party, remember what happened to them in 1998.
That's because they didn't have a Senate that would work with them. And if we win the Senate in November, that could change. Gino, I got to run. Thanks for the call. This is Baldwin McCullough. Stay with us.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 Lawn is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW. If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
So glad you're with us, Baldwin McCullough on Saturday night. And the second week in a row that we're dealing with this issue, the Bo Bergdahl story, but that's because a lot of things happened this week that continue to defy common sense. And I actually believe, and I've held off on saying this for the longest time, and you can tell me if I'm wrong or not. Gino obviously feels like I have the wrong idea here, but I actually believe it's time to impeach the president. Because when you let five of the world's worst terrorists, who've all promised, if it's the last thing they do with their dying breath, to kill you, and you're the chief, you're the commander in chief that's responsible for keeping the American people safe. I just, you know, anything that comes up that can be remotely related to them, his hands are on it, his fingerprints are on it. If one of these five guys ends up involved in a plot of any kind,
where Americans die, it's Obama's fault. And I was wondering if Benghazi was enough to call for impeachment, and I still didn't call for it at that time. Some of you know I wrote the book No He Can't, How Barack Obama is Dismantling Hope and Change. It was a bestseller in 2010. But here's the thing. I never called for impeachment. I said he was wrong. I said his policies were wrong. But I didn't think he was treacherous towards his country. See, most of his offenses in my book were just annoyances. Or, yes, they were offensive. Or they violated certain standards of principles that Americans believe. But I still didn't hold him as a traitor. I believe that the president has committed treason. Maybe not to the same degree that other people think of treason, but when you turn five of our worst enemies loose with no accountability, and you're basically saying that you're trading them for someone who's just like them, that's supposed to be loyal to you, but in fact he actually sought out the Taliban because he wanted to serve with the Taliban? I don't know, friends. Maybe I've lost it. I'm not sure. 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. Some of you have called and said that we're not on the Biz TV channels tonight, and some of you are saying that we are. So if you're not getting us, we do apologize, but we're trying to get to the bottom of that. But if you're listening by way of radio, thank you for being there just the same. If you want to watch the broadcast, you can also go to our website, baldwinmccullough.com, and just click Watch Live, and you'll see the feed as well. Okay, 888-340-3373. Rick is calling from Tampa on line two. Rick, welcome. Glad you're with us. Kevin McCullough, Rick is not with us. Let's go to line one. Josh is calling from Fairbanks, Alaska, one of our favorite stations, KFAR. Hi, Josh.
Hi, how's it going?
Doing well. Thanks for being up. Of course, it's not as late where you are, but what's your thought on this?
My thing is it's pretty obvious that he's lying. I mean, it's a terrorist organization. They don't care between the difference between our policies and our procedures. They don't care between the difference between the executive branch and the congressional branch. We're all infidels. We're all lesser than them. They can break a contract with us at any time because we're not the same as them. And why would it matter anyway? Whether the Congress, signs it off or the president signs it off, either one of them, if they say no, they say no. All they want is their five Taliban back, and they don't care who signs it off. Why would they blackmail them? There's no point.
Yeah, and so that's another excellent argument against that being a rational reason. But why do you think they told Congress that? Why? And it was in closed-door meetings. This wasn't like a public meeting, but a lot of the congressional representatives came out and said that's what they said.
Well, the president told Congress that because he can feed them any line of bullcrap because the burden of proof is on them. You know what I mean? He just pushes it off on them and says, hey, here's my reason. Whether it's the truth or not, you got to prove it. So here's my reason. Prove it. Prove me wrong type of thing.
So his desperation at coming up with some sort of an excuse turned into this, and that's the best he could do.
The thing is that it'll take so much time. The damage is already done. It'll take so much time for them to go and bring out the burden of proof. But by the time they get it, they'll be almost out the door anyway.
Josh, before we go to break, do you feel like he should be impeached?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Definitely. He should have been impeached.
Thanks for your call. This is Baldwin McCullough. Stay with us.
From 20th Century Fox comes the greatest story ever told.
What is his name?
Jesus.
As you've never seen it before.
We don't know where you're going. How can we know the way?
I am the way,
the truth, and the life.
On February 28th, experience the motion picture event of the year.
Arrest this false prophet tonight.
What if he is who they say he is?
Are you the Son of God?
I am. Son of God. February 28th. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. Witness the story in large format theaters. Christian Solomon.
Solidarity International is announcing a genocide alert. That's right, a genocide alert. From church burnings in Egypt to pastors being sentenced to death in Iran, across the Islamic Middle East, Christians and other religious minorities like Jews are under constant attack. Signing your name to a petition today could actually help save lives. Learn how at defendthem.net. Go to defendthem.net. That's defendthem.net.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes four number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and two cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get one case for only $179, two cases for only $355, or get three cases for only $515, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
There's something in you that's calling out and reaching out and striving, and you know that when you're performing and when you're singing or when you're dancing, there's nothing like it because you feel like you're finally doing what you were born to do.
So who are the stars of tomorrow? Who do they look up to? And how will they change the culture? AMTC is Actors, Models, and Talent for Christ, a talent development ministry with a mission to find, prepare, and launch God's talent. Go to amtcaudition.com to find the nearest dates and cities where free auditions will be occurring near you.
Some of us are called to be in front of cameras and on sets. That's still our mission field.
Answer the call. Go to amtcaudition.com. That's amtcaudition.com.
Creditbiz.com.
So glad you're with us from New York, Saturday night, Baldwin McCullough. Normally, the actor Stephen Baldwin with us at this broadcast table, but he's wrapping up a month-long travel junket that he, he was on like four different continents doing press for some of his new films and some of the things that he's got. But he will be back in this very studio next week. By the way, the Extreme Media family today, our company, some of us attended the memorial service of one of our own, our video director, Nick Riccio. His father passed away unexpectedly a few weeks ago, and they weren't able to have the memorial service until today. But we wish the Riccio family well. It was a beautiful service. It was a great time of hearing how much this man meant to people. And our thoughts are with Nick Jr., who is part of our family, and his mom and everybody else that was impacted by that. But that was what we did part of the day today. Now I'm here with you discussing whether or not the president should be impeached. I believe that when you let the terrorists go, the five worst terrorists that are doing everything they can to kill us and have since pledged and promised to return to that task since they were released only 1 week ago today. I think you've committed treason. You have worked against your own country on purpose. 888-340-3373. Now, let's go to Danny in Tampa. Danny's watching us on Biz TV tonight. Hi, Danny. Welcome.
Thank you. Good evening. First of all, I want to say that if Obama should be impeached, then the Bush administration and Rice should be definitely in front of the Hague for war crimes, what they did in Afghanistan and Iraq, without a doubt. First thing I want to say. Second of all, you want to... Hello? Are you there?
We're listening to you, Danny. Go ahead.
Okay, because I'm getting an echo. The second part is, you know, you talk about this soldier here. First of all, you ever heard of stress under combat? We really don't know if he deserted. We really don't know what his situation was. But yeah, you won't talk about William Calley, who went out there and slaughtered the My Lai massacre, and Oliver North, who I called him a perfect Nazi when in arms for hostages. But you sit there and berate this guy. You really don't know what his situation is. But well, you know, but I bet you thought Calley was great when he went and slaughtered all those people. He should have got life, and he's still out there, and if he has a conscience. So you know, first of all, he's not going to be impeached because you're not going to win the Senate. You know, you guys are not going to win the Senate. So you know, I mean, so Kevin, I mean, just another futile attempt just to throw out. Chum out there, you know, against Obama hater. And me, I got my problems with Obama. I'm as left as you can get. I'm from the counterculture from the 60s. So, you know, I'm just going to let you know up front where I come from. But Obama, I don't like what he does with Afghanistan with the drones. But this situation right here, we really don't know yet, do we?
Yeah.
You've
Danny,
already got him.
The only reason you don't know anything is because you haven't been paying attention. Because anybody with an IQ over 4 that has had a television or a computer on this week.
You and Brian Fisher, who's another right-wing evangelical moron. You guys are just, you know, first of all, you are just so,
all right.
So ridiculous.
Thank you, Danny. Appreciate the call. I nobody was calling anybody names until you said moron. But here's the thing. He said we don't know. And that, you know, I'm glad somebody said that because here's what we do know. We know that there were 13 situation reports that were given to the intelligence forces at the Defense Department, and roughly half of them had information in it about Bergdahl during his time of captivity. We know that he declared himself a mujahideen while in captivity. We know that he got to take target practice with the dudes. We know that he walked around going, salam, salam, peace, peace, whatever, while supposedly in captivity. We know that days after he had left the camp, that there was radio chatter of an American wandering around in the area looking for English-speaking Taliban representatives. That's what his own unit knew. That was the information they compiled in their investigation. We know that he delayed the operations of his unit for nearly 2 full weeks while people looked for him, and we know that 6 people lost their lives while looking for him, 2 of them in his own unit. See, Danny, you can argue, you can call me names, you can do whatever you want, but all you have to do is have a modicum of observance to understand. Look, the president's own party is ticked with him. Dianne Feinstein, head of the security committee, in the Senate, she's the chairperson of the National Security Committee. She's mad at him that he didn't follow the law. Now you can't try Bush for treason because he tried to protect his country. How can you accuse Bush of the Bush administration should be tried for treason? For what? If anything, they were a little more aggressive than most people people like you would have liked them to have been. But they certainly weren't dangerous to their own nation. President Obama turned 5 Osama bin Ladens loose last week. Turned them right back into the arms of their compatriots, where they are living it high in Qatar for a while. And, friends, they've already pledged. NBC News has a quote from one of the freed Taliban saying, yep, I'm getting back into the war as soon as I can. Again, you can say we don't know anything, but that's a lie. All you have to do is pay attention. There's a lot being reported, and much of it confirmed by multiple sources. 888-340-3373. Okay, let's go to line three. Roger is in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Hi, Roger.
Hey. My opinion on this is just an extension or a continuation of what happened in Benghazi.
Kind of feels like that, doesn't it?
Yes. Everything they tell us anymore seems like it's the untruth, and it's just a cover-up to try to cover over all the bad things they do. And the way I see it right now so far, I haven't seen too many things that he's really done to help this country out at all.
But, Roger, here's the thing.
I believe his intentions are to empty out all the prisoners down at Guantanamo and let all those fellows go back home so they can do the same thing over again. So we're in a pickle of a mess.
Roger, we certainly are. Thank you for the call. Here's the thing. Other bad, quote, bad things he's done, Obamacare, Fast and Furious, some of these other things, they didn't pose a national threat to our safety. Releasing the five Taliban does. And that's the difference, and that's why it's time to impeach the president. 202-224-3121 if you think Congress should...
Four radio talk show hosts in a village called Kadwa. Here's Danny's story.
Hi, I'm Danny Johnson, and I'm here with Vida in her tiny little home. This home is the size of many people's closets in the United States of America. We're sitting on a bed, just a piece of sheet or plastic that these beautiful babies sleep on. When we came in, she said she wasn't smiling because she hadn't eaten yet. A mother gives her children whatever food that she has, and she's usually the last to eat. They have nothing. This family has nothing. No water, no food, nothing. Won't you do something? The Bible says that if you ignore the cry of the poor, then you too will cry and be ignored. But if you uphold the cause of these people, they're not asking for nice clothes. They're not asking for video games, new socks and underwear. It'd be great if they actually had a pair. We want to build her a home. We want to bring water, clean, fresh water here. But we can't do it alone. We need you.
Dial 855-916-4673. Or go to domuchgood.com. That's 855-916-4673.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
New York, it's Baldwin McCullough, live shot of the Statue of Liberty there. We're so glad, for those of you watching on Biz Television, we finally found out everything's been fine the whole time. We just... We didn't see the feed. So anyway, sorry to cause that panic, but glad you're with us. Whether you're listening on radio, online, and by the way, we're in TuneIn. You should follow us on TuneIn. That's a great little tool for you, no matter where you are, and get us. But thousands of radios, millions of televisions, and every handheld device in the world now gets Baldwin McCullough on Saturday nights. We hope that you will schedule it and make it a regular appointment to be with us. Stephen will be back next week in studio. He is finally back from his world travels, and I know that some of you are going to really look forward to that. 888-340-3373 is the number to talk to us. The number to call Congress, to ask Congress to impeach the president, is 202-224-3121. If you think that his treachery has put us in a dangerous spot, and I've never called for a president's impeachment until this very minute. 202-224-3121, but now I am. I think we need to impeach him. I think he needs to be gone. I think his lies this time have put us in danger, mortal danger, treacherous danger. And I think that's problematic. I think you can be a president and destroy the economy and mess up health care and do a lot of other stuff, and it's not impeachment worthy. It may be very painful for the American people, but we elected him. You know, we got to deal with it. It's when you start turning our enemies back into the field of battle, into a war that's not even over yet. I don't know if anybody realizes this, but we're not done. Terrorism hasn't gone away. We don't have world peace. And those dogs should still be in Gitmo. They've already pledged to come back to the fight with everything they have and more. 888-340-3373. Line 1, Chad in Iowa. Thanks for listening. You're on with Kevin McCullough in place of Baldwin and McCullough tonight. What's your thought?
I think they were lying to us from the get. My whole thing is why would we give up five of the top terrorists that we have in custody for one guy who, the way they're making it sound or the way that I had just heard, is technically a traitor.
Yeah.
I don't understand why, unless there is some reason we brought that guy back for a reason, I think we were either lied to because there's some alternate agenda, or maybe we did get blackmailed and we're just that weak.
Well, you know what's interesting about this, Chad? If that's the truth, then that's really scary for a whole bunch of other reasons that we haven't even scratched the surface of. But six of his troop mates were on with Megyn Kelly last night, and she asked, how many of you think he should be court-martialed? And some of them were his close friends. And every hand went up. Every hand of the six that they had on there to talk about it said that he should be court-martialed when he's brought back. To think that we gave up five of the most dangerous people in the world, set them free, gave them liberty, said go breathe free air, to just bring a guy back that, you know, is of no value to us. It's impossible to fathom, Chad. Thanks for the call. 888-340-3373. We're up against the clock, but we're going to take Ralph and other calls when we come back after the top of the hour. I'm so glad that you're with us each Saturday night. You can stay with us all week long, by the way, on BaldwinMcCullough.com. BaldwinMcCullough.com is our website. And on Facebook, my Facebook page is Facebook.com/KMC.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, EvolveYourself.com.
Pornographic magazines. Plan.